Tommy, come on.
Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Carla Farrell is here with Reality Update.
All right. Thank you, nephew. All right, Steve Harvey. We are going to talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yes, and if we have...
That's my show.
You sure sound like it.
I'm ready. Watch
All right,
this.
So here we go. All right, well, listen to this. The ladies, you know, I told you they went to Toronto for a big trip, and Portia's ex-fiancé, he surprised her at this party that they were at, and he re-proposed to her, and so...
Your ex-fiancé?
Yeah, well, you know...
Wait a minute.
Re-proposed?
Getting married?
No, he, you know, he cheated while she was pregnant carrying their baby. She broke it off, and he's trying to fix it. He's trying to get his woman back. So he came, I heard you. So he came to Toronto and reproposed to his woman, Portia, and they're trying to work things out. Anyway, after the party, it was time to get down to Snake Gate. Remember, I told you guys that somebody was recording Cynthia talking about NeNe, and they were trying to find out who in the group.
Who was it?
Did they find out? Surprise, surprise. It was the new girl. No, it was the new girl, Yvonnya. It was her. And the ladies. Come on, Junior.
Yvonnya.
I love that. Yes. So, wait, check this out, Junior. The ladies, they got into it. Cynthia got into it with Marlo. Portia got into it with Yvonnya. And Kenya and NeNe got into it as well. Take a listen.
Okay, listen. Let me ask y'all something.
That's what you want to do.
She just upset. Y'all all upset.
I don't want that in this room. I don't want
this room. This is your room and you get... Come on, Cynthia. I gave you everything. Let me just hear what I got to say. Hear what I have to say.
I will talk to you another time.
No, but hear what I got to say.
I said when you had the time to say it, NeNe. You had the floor.
Kenya, you shut the up.
Swing on her ass.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, that sounds like a Phantom Reunion right
there. All my cash on NeNe. All my cash on NeNe.
Wow.
What happened? What?
It was so ugly. They were all in the hotel room. They were arguing. And the scary thing was Eva, she's pregnant at the time. She's trying to stop Cynthia and Marlo from getting into it. And Candy was like, you need to go to your room. You're pregnant. Don't be in none of this. You know, with these girls, they might start fighting.
Evelyn
is on basketball wives. Get your shows together.
Oh, my bad. Sorry about that.
You go to Africa and forget everything.
They fight too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. So anyway, it was just ugly. Folks left the room. They went to their room. So after that, it was the next morning. Yvonnya, she packed her bags and left. Went back home to Atlanta. Mm. NeNe left because she had a show or a gig, you know, that she had to host. So she left. And the ladies put on their costumes. They partied with the Canadians during Carnival. It was a lot like Mardi Gras. They had a good time. It looked like they had a lot of fun. But then, towards the end of the episode, Kenya, she's so wrong for this. She's talking to Tanya. Tanya was the one that hosted the trip. Kenya asked Tanya like a hypothetical cheating scenario that she heard from a lady who owns a cookie, like a bakery place. Mm-hmm. Basically, this woman told Cynthia and Kenya that Tanya's fiance flirted with her. So it was kind of like Kenya put that mess out there. She didn't get real specific with Tanya. Didn't say it was her man. Anyway, Tanya was just basically saying in this relationship with her fiance, Paul, if she ever found out he was cheating, it would be over. Then she said later that she would just be heartbroken. But that was just a little messy for Kenya to even go with that. So, you know, everybody was like, uh-oh, the cookie lady said her man was flirting with her. So a lot of drama with that. So that's that. That is Real Housewives of Atlanta. You want to talk more about it, hit me up on social media. All right, we'll be back in 20 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In trending musical news, this is really good news. Yesterday, it was announced that Whitney Houston The Doobie Brothers and Notorious B.I.G. will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. All very deserving.
Go ahead.
Yeah. We love these. Yeah, like all these. Everybody. Whitney, Doobie Brothers, and Biggie.
I like all of them.
We do. 35th Annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony will take place at Cleveland's Public Hall on May 2nd. And Steve is singing a Doobie Brothers song right now.
That wasn't Jodeci.
Junior thinks you're singing Jodeci right now. Would you please tell him about
he
the Doobie Brothers?
He thinks I'm singing what?
Jodeci right now. Would you Jodeci? Please tell him about Jodeci? The Doobie Brothers?
You little stupid ass boy. Listen to me. Now, hold on. Let's stop this right now. We're talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Jodeci will never be inducted in there.
Don't say never.
You can't say that.
They could be.
In order to get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, some white folks is going to have to know about you. Jodeci is our group and only our
group.
Jodeci did not cross over. One song ain't getting your ass in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Do I think they should be
in the Hall of Fame? Yes. Are they going to ever be in
Rock and Roll?
I doubt it.
All right, listen, we got more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up in 33 minutes after the hour. Some trending news as well right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.